Our scripture comes from John 21st chapter 1st through 12th verse. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, Zebedee's sons and two others of his disciples were together. "I'm going fishing," Simon Peter said to them. "We're coming with you," they told him. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When daybreak came, Jesus stood on the shore. However, the disciples did not know it was Jesus. "Men," Jesus called to them, "you don't have any fish, do you?" "No," they answered. "Cast the net on the right side of the boat," he told them, "and you'll find some." So they did, and they were unable to haul it in because of the large number of fish. When they got out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish lying on it and bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught, Jesus told them. So Simon Peter got up and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. "Come and have breakfast," Jesus told them. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" Because they knew it was the Lord.
Of your mighty love. I want us to consider the subject this morning, going fishing with Jesus. And a lot of you know that I'm not a fisherman. I like the water and I like eating fish. But I suppose we have some pretty expert fishermen here with us this morning. They could tell us more about fishing, if that's what this was about. But it's really not about fishing. Fishing, yes, but fishing for men. Do you remember that Jesus, when he called, I believe it was James and John, he said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." So we are all to be fishers of men. It really defines what a disciple is and what we should be as disciples of Jesus, fishers of men. So I want us to think of that subject in that light, understanding, of course, that this was the vocation of at least seven of the disciples. There were seven mentioned here, I believe. But I just want us to think about what lessons our Lord wanted to teach them and wants to teach us, because he has left us with the legacy of his word, the record of these events here, to learn from. And what can we learn from them? This is certainly a time of uncertainty and guilt of failure. I think we've all felt that, the uncertainty of the times that we live in and the failures that we often feel because we know that we're not the persons that we really ought to be. And like Peter, and I think he's really the focus of this 21st chapter here, other than Jesus, of course. Jesus is the focus, but Jesus really focused more on Peter than perhaps the others because of the failure that Peter felt, the guilt of failure. And I think Peter said what many have said since then in the time of uncertainty and guilt of failure, "I'm going fishing." There's something therapeutic about that that I understand, even though I'm not an expert fisherman like some of you are. You could really leave the expert off nowhere near that. But I can understand the being out in the on the water, being out kind of away from the troubles of life, kind of immersing yourself, so to speak, in your work. This was their work, wasn't it? It was their all they had to do, really. I mean, all they knew how to do. They were fishermen. But here, there are three lessons, I believe, that the Lord wanted to teach them, the master fishermen. I don't know that Jesus was a fisherman in the sense that Peter and James and John and the others were, but he certainly knew where the fish were, didn't he? He certainly knew how to catch them. And he knew a lot of things that we don't know because he's the creator. He's the creator, the Bible says. He created all things. He created those fish. I suppose you could believe that maybe this miraculous catch of fish was really created. It's possible. Right? Possible, not only possible, but if Jesus did it, then it's likely that he created. He may have created. I'm not saying that he did, but certainly he knew where they were. He created all things. So here are some lessons that I think the master wants to teach us. "I'm going fishing," Simon Peter said. "We're coming with you," the other disciples said. Peter was the leader. What he decided to do, they usually followed. I think because Peter was such a man that other men especially could identify with. And so when Peter decided he was going to do something, the others tended to follow. I think it's what the Lord saw in Peter. The Lord created Peter. But I think he created him to be a leader, whether for good or bad. There's some people like that. And so the disciples went out, we're told, in the boat. They went out into the lake of the Sea of Galilee, really, is where this is. And it says that night they caught nothing. Now, if you like to underline words in your Bible, you might want to underline that nothing, because I think that's very significant there. They caught nothing. I don't even think so much as a boot. I don't know. I suppose that there were probably trash in the lake then, too. And maybe they thought, well, you know, even if we had a boot, at least it would be something to brag about. But nothing. The nets were empty. And I want us to think about that. Fish naught. A naught means nothing, if you didn't know that. Nothing is more frustrating than working at a task, even one we enjoy, without success. And I think here we can attribute that perhaps to restlessness. And I only suggest these things, and you can look in there and say, well, I don't see that. I don't see that it says they were restless. I think sometimes, though, we become restless, and we think you know, we don't know anything else to do, so we're just going to do what we know how to do. And we become impatient. Now, the Bible says that we have need of patience, that after we have done the will of God, we might receive the promise. I kind of think that there was impatience there. Now, you can disagree with that if you want. But I think that they went to Galilee. They went to Galilee because they were commanded to go there. They were told that they would, by the Lord, that He would meet them in Galilee. I'm not sure that's altogether the reason. I think that these were Galileans. They went there because this was their home. When I read this, and you can accuse me of reading between the lines, perhaps, but I think that there's restlessness here in the disciples. Not really waiting on the Lord, not really trusting Him as they should. And so there was a lack of success. Now, I don't want to suggest that always a lack of success is a sign that we are backslidden, that we are out of fellowship with the Lord.